All right, everyone, welcome back. Ready for another deep dive? Today, we're tackling something I think we all struggle with a little bit, and that's problem solving.
Yes, the age-old conundrum.
But not just any problem solving. We're going beyond, you know, like finding your keys or remembering where you parked the car. We're talking about the kind of problem solving that makes a real impact.
The kind that leaves a legacy.
Exactly. And we're going to pull some insights from the folks over at Freelancing Insider because they always have some great tips for entrepreneurs, freelancers, digital nomads, you know, all of us out there in that world.
Makes sense. They're definitely dealing with a unique set of challenges.
Right. So first things first, what makes those unforgettable problem solvers so different? You know, the names that come to mind, like Marie Curie, Elon Musk, what sets them apart?
Well, it's fascinating. You know, the source we're looking at, it points out this interesting thing. Those big names, they didn't just solve any problems.
What do you mean?
They tackled the problems that came up when things were changing. It's like history remembers those who provide the solutions, especially during those big shifts, you know?
Okay, so not just any problem, but the ones that come with a big change, a real shakeup. That's interesting, but I gotta be honest, for us freelancers, digital nomads, people working from home, it's not always about inventing the next big thing, right?
Right.
So how does this whole solving problems of change idea apply to us?
See, that's where it gets really interesting. The freelance world, it's all about change.
Yeah.
Constantly adapting.
New clients, new tech, new ways of working. Yeah.
Exactly. So you're facing these problems of change every day just by being in that space.
Oh, wow. I never thought about it like that, but it's true. We're constantly adjusting, finding solutions just to keep up.
Yeah.
But how do we go beyond that keeping up? How do we actually, like, make our mark?
Well, the source lays out these three key traits, right? Perseverance, innovation, and drive. They're not just buzzwords.
Right.
They're crucial, I think, for freelancers to not just survive, but really thrive in this ever-changing world.
Okay, let's break those down. First up, perseverance.
Yeah.
I'm guessing this is about more than just meeting deadlines.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. It's about that grit, that ability to push through when things get tough. Clients are demanding.
You hit a creative block.
Exactly. Yeah. And it reminded me of that story in the source about Marie Van Britten Brown, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The nurse who invented the first home security system because she was dealing with slow police response times in her neighborhood.
Wow. Talk about turning a problem into an opportunity, right?
<laughs> But
let's be real. Not all of us are going to invent groundbreaking technology.
Right.
So how does that level of perseverance translate to everyday freelancing?
It's a mindset shift, I think.
Okay.
It's easy to get discouraged, right? When a project falls through or a client isn't happy. But perseverance means seeing those setbacks not as failures.
But as learning experiences.
Exactly.
So it's like Thomas Edison and the light bulb.
Uh-huh. Yeah. There you go.
1,000 attempts and he still kept going.
Exactly. And remember that great quote from the source? When nothing works and you have tried everything, try something else.
Love that.
It's about constantly seeking those solutions even when it feels impossible.
That's really inspiring, I gotta admit.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes, you know, I feel like I'm just trying to keep my head above water.
Yeah.
How do you even find the energy for that kind of relentless problem solving?
That energy you're talking about, that's where drive comes in. It's that internal engine, right? The passion for what you do, that desire to see your ideas come to life.
Okay, drive is like the fuel. But how do you keep that tank full when you're juggling multiple projects, clients, and maybe even a side hustle on top of everything else?
Well, I think it's about connecting with that why, you know?
Your why.
Yeah. Why'd you choose this freelance life? What impact do you want to make? When you tap into that deeper purpose, it fuels that drive.
Yeah, that makes sense. When you're passionate about your work, it doesn't feel like just another task on the to-do list. But let's be real, passion alone doesn't always pay the bills, right?
True enough.
So how does drive actually translate into success in the freelance world?
Well, drive is what pushes you to not just meet, but exceed those expectations.
Right.
It's about going that extra mile, delivering that exceptional work. You're constantly looking for ways to improve your skills, your offerings.
Like drives is what pushes you to learn that new software, take that online course, network with other freelancers, even when you're already feeling stretched thin.
Exactly. It's about investing in yourself and your business, even when it's not easy. And that brings us to that third trait, innovation.
Right. Innovation.
Mm.
That's a big one, but I feel like it's also kind of a loaded term. What does it actually mean for freelancers?
You know, innovation isn't just about coming up with the next big tech breakthrough. It's about finding those new and better ways to do what you already do. Think about Marie Van Britten Brown again, you know? She wasn't a tech genius. She was a nurse who saw a problem and used her knowledge, her creativity, to find a solution.
So it's about looking at things with a fresh perspective, thinking outside the box. Even if it's just a small tweak to your process or a new way to market your services.
Absolutely. And the freelance world, it's ripe for that kind of innovation. You're not bound by the same rules and structures as those traditional workplaces.
Right.
You have the freedom to experiment, try new things, find solutions that work for you and your clients.
This is starting to feel really empowering. But how do we know which problems are worth solving? There are like a million little things we could be tweaking and improving all the time.
That's a great point, and the source actually touches on this. It's about focusing on those problems that come with change. Remember, history remembers those who provide solutions during those pivotal moments.
So instead of getting bogged down in the day-to-day, we should be looking at the bigger trends, right? The things affecting our industry, our clients, the world at large.
Exactly. What are those emerging technologies, changing demographics, the evolving needs of your clients? That's where your problem solving can really make a difference and set you apart.
Okay, I'm starting to get it, but I gotta admit, sometimes I feel like just another freelancer in a sea of talent. How do we actually stand out? Not just as problem solvers, but as unforgettable ones.
Well, that's where it gets really interesting. The source emphasizes this connection, right? Being remembered for your solutions. It's tied to addressing those problems that arise from change. Think about it. Those innovations that really endure, they're often born during times of significant transformation.
So, like those historical figures we talked about earlier, Einstein, Curie, they didn't just solve any problems. They tackled the ones that emerged from these massive shifts in society, technology, understanding.
Precisely. Their solutions weren't just quick fixes. They fundamentally changed how we live, work, and interact with the world. That's the hallmark of a solution that stands the test of time.
But how do we tap into that in our own lives? It's not like we're all going to invent the next light bulb or discover a new element.
Remember those essential traits: perseverance, innovation, drive. Those are the very qualities that empower you to not just solve problems, but do so in a way that creates a lasting impact. It's about seeing beyond that immediate challenge, understanding the broader context.
Like the story of Marie Van Britten Brown again, right?
Exactly.
Her home security system, it wasn't just about her own safety. It addressed a systemic problem of slow police response in those high-crime areas. And look at the impact. It paved the way for modern security systems used worldwide.
Exactly. Her solution transcended the personal and tackled a broader societal need. That's where real impact resides. It's about understanding that interconnectedness of problems and creating solutions that ripple outward.
This makes me think about like the importance of having a vision for your solution. It's not just about fixing the issue at hand, it's about understanding how that solution can potentially shape the future.
Absolutely. It's about having that long-term perspective, considering those consequences, those ripple effects. Ask yourself, how will this solution contribute to positive change in the world?
So be bold in our problem solving, think big, aim for solutions that have the potential to make a real difference. It sounds like a tall order, especially when you've got deadlines looming and emails are piling up.
It's about finding that balance, managing the day-to-day while keeping an eye on that bigger picture. And remember, every challenge, even the seemingly mundane ones, holds the potential for innovation.
Okay, I'm starting to see how we can actually apply all this in a practical way. But how do we bring this all together for our freelancing insider audience? How can they use these insights to not just survive, but truly thrive in this ever-evolving world of work?
That's a fantastic question, and it's something we're going to dive into in that final part of our deep dive. We're going to explore those specific strategies and tactics for freelancers, those who want to be those unforgettable problem solvers, the ones who not only meet but exceed expectations, build those lasting legacies in their chosen fields.
All right, we're back. Final part of our deep dive into unforgettable problem solving, especially for our freelancing insider friends out there. We've talked big picture, but let's get down to, the nitty-gritty.
Absolutely.
How do we actually put this into action?
Well, I think it's about taking those big ideas, those inspiring stories, and turning them into actionable steps. One powerful way to embody this, especially as a freelancer, is to become what I call a solution architect.
Solution architect. Okay, that sounds fancy. What's that all about?
It's about shifting your mindset from simply completing tasks to truly understanding your clients' needs, like their underlying needs. Every project, you approach it through a problem-solving lens,
Okay.
actively searching for ways to not just meet, but exceed, go above and beyond that initial scope.
So it's not just delivering what's asked for, it's almost like anticipating those challenges and offering creative solutions the client might not have even thought of.
You got it. You become a strategic partner, not just a hired hand.
Okay.
Imagine like a freelance web designer working with a small business owner. Instead of just building a website based on the specs, a solution architect digs deeper.
You try to understand the business goals, the target audience, like the whole brand strategy,
That's
right?
it. And by doing that, they can offer solutions that don't just meet the immediate needs, but actually position the business for future growth.
Well,
Maybe they suggest adding e-commerce,
oh yeah.
optimizing for search engines, or developing a content strategy to drive traffic.
So they're becoming more of a consultant almost,
Exactly.
offering those insights that go beyond just the initial project scope.
That's the beauty of it. And this applies to any freelance field,
Yeah.
Writer, for example, could position themselves as a content strategist. They could help their clients create a plan, right?
Right.
Aligns with their goals and resonates with their audience.
It's all about adding that extra layer of value, right?
Right.
Showcasing your expertise, becoming indispensable to those clients.
Precisely. And that leads to those unforgettable solutions. Delivering above and beyond consistently builds a reputation.
Sure.
You become the go-to problem solver, the one they
Sure.
trust with their toughest challenges.
You get it.
They know you're going to get them those exceptional results.
Exactly. And remember, this doesn't mean you need to have all the answers right away.
Right.
It's about that curiosity, asking those insightful questions, and being willing to, learn and adapt along the way.
That growth mindset, right?
Yeah.
Seeing those challenges as opportunities for learning and innovation.
There you go.
Okay, well, this has been an amazing deep dive. We've gone from the basics of problem solving to these practical strategies for becoming those unforgettable solution architects.
Absolutely, all tailored to the freelancing insider world.
Exactly.
It's been a pleasure, unpacking all of these ideas with you.
Likewise.
And remember, listeners, problem solving, it's a skill. It's something you develop. The more you practice, the more confident, the more effective you'll become.
So to wrap things up, listeners, I want to challenge you. Embrace that power of problem solving. Cultivate those traits, hone your skill, and step into that solution architect role. The world is full of problems waiting to be solved, and you, yes, you, have the potential to create solutions that leave a lasting impact.
You never know. Someday we might be talking about your solutions right here on the show.
Exactly. Thanks for joining us, everyone, and until next time, keep diving deep.